Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is David Prosper, host of The Leadership Revolution. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast from Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea. We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle. Five, six, seven, eight. This is Chelsea Dupre.
And this is Lee Nevis.
And this is Let's Hustle.
The podcast.
The podcast. Yep.
I don't know why we just did that opening, but
I don't either, but it just felt right.
It felt right today. It really did.
I'm just channeling my inner rightness.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm here for it.
It's fine.
I've been watching a lot of dance TikToks lately, but like not like dances where it's like viral dances. Wow, I just had like a
there's
seizure,
like viral
I don't know what just
it's
happened.
Fine.
But like TikToks making fun of like competitive dance, like in high school, and it's all like former dancers and
I
doing
hate
like
that I've deleted TikTok.
Ugh, it's just it's so funny and it's
Lee,
all
we
like
can't talk about TikTok anymore.
I know, I'm sorry. I've actually tried to send you multiple videos and you have. Obviously not responding because you don't have an account anymore, and I'm pretty bitter, but I'll get over it.
Afraid of the Chinese government taking the lack of information that they probably already have.
And this is my thing, is
Tell me.
But also, guess what? Other apps are taking all your information.
Stop,
Facebook,
no,
Instagram,
stop.
Twitter,
no,
Pinterest.
I didn't have this. This is like the hot dog conversation. I don't want to know what's in a hot dog. I just want to enjoy my hot dog on the 4th of July and not think about it.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyways, new subject. God, we just started talking about the government within the first minute and a half. Here we are.
Just the Chinese government.
It's fine.
It's fine. Not a big deal.
So, yeah, hey, what's been going on with your week? You doing okay?
Doing great. I've been pretty busy, which is nice. Feels like the good old days.
Good.
Not like just like busy work, but like money making work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's good. What else? Yep, that's it.
That's about it.
That's about it.
Busy work.
Busy,
very
good work.
Specific.
I know. Welcome to Conversations with Chelsea.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's it. That's, let's see, Monday worked, Tuesday worked, today is Wednesday. We'll just work.
Cool.
Yep. What about you, Lee?
My week has been also busy, but... like good busy, so
yeah.
Like exciting things busy, so similar to you, but
yeah.
I've been working on a lot of stuff, a new box for the business.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited,
which I'm really excited. Hopefully I will launch it in the next, like, I would say in the next 2 months.
Yeah,
because I want to do a little social media push and some ads.
Freak, yeah.
Before it actually comes out,
little teasers.
To tease some stuff. So I've been working on that, and our supporters group for the women's team, the NWSL team here in Louisville. I have a hand in helping that.
A very big hand.
A very big hand, hopefully.
She's running for queen. I told her that she should do that.
I am running for president. This is my campaign. I will do great, and I will be the best.
All hail the queen.
And so, yeah, I've been working on that, and then just, like, commission work and running some social stuff, social pages. And, yeah, that's it. I felt very motivated lately.
I love that.
Which I'm very excited about.
I love that.
I've been trying to stay on my game and indulge in healthy obsessions rather than unhealthy obsessions.
So cute.
So, yeah. That's how my week has gone. And you know what else is happening this week that I'm really excited about?
If that has to do with a 9 and a 0.
It does.
Ah, girl.
Girl. We're planning the most epic 90s party.
Yeah.
This weekend for our friend Kaylee. And let me just tell you, the decorations
are
and the
fire.
Themes that we have are, I mean.
Money.
Ugh. Money. It's so nostalgic and it's wonderful. I love the 90s.
I'm here for it. My dress and shirt will be here today. I'm doing like a nice floral skater dress with a white crop top.
Oh,
shorts,
my gosh.
White short sleeve crop top to go underneath the dress.
Girl.
And then Kaylee's let me borrow some red Doc Martens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a daisy. It's a daisy skater dress.
That's
so, hello, 90s.
Ugh.
And then I'm just, and then, you know, Allison has the chokers. I'm going to put a little choky choke on.
I'm here for this.
And then I haven't decided if I want to do what I actually did in the 90s, which is part my hair in the middle and then, like, pin them back. Like,
oh,
my mom would
yeah.
fluff the fluff out of my bangs. And me and my best friend, Allie, we would, the second we got to school, go in the bathroom, comb those suckers out, and then pin them to our heads.
Some really nice barrettes.
Yes. I'm thinking maybe that or the butterfly clips. I mean,
yes.
The options are endless, really.
They are endless. I
and
love
I
that.
Can't even wait.
I'm
I was
going to
be Cher Horowitz, but those skirts were a little too short for me.
I feel you.
I want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Not worry about my areas showing. This isn't an X-rated party. Okay.
Well, I'm going to be Ginger Spice, so I'm going to be the opposite, and my areas are going to be showing.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I would have known that, because I would have been Baby Spice.
I know, and I think Allison's going to be Posh. Like, we really could have just gone all out, but
I guess
it's okay.
I could still be Baby Spice and do, like, pigtails.
You could, but you don't have to. You can do whatever you want.
I'll think about it.
Okay, great. Anyways, so we're excited about that. And we had a big, long discussion about cards.
Oh, can we talk to you guys about something?
Yeah.
So
I answered for the audience. Yeah, you can, yeah. Chelsea.
So I have mixed feelings about cards.
Okay.
Like for birthdays and for regular like holidays. I hate them.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though. For like a friend that I'm not really good friends with, they're great. For acquaintances, they're great. Because it's like, here's a card and $5, buy yourself an ice cream cone.
Right.
Happy I could be a part of this.
Love it.
But, like, for other people, like, I want a handwritten, lovely, like, something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not, like, something else, like, a gift. But, like, if I get a card, I love it to be, like, a random card. Like, hey, I was thinking about you. I know you're going through a lot. Or, hey, I was just thinking about you today, and here's a card.
Yeah.
You know?
Those kind of things are special.
That makes it more special. Like, the randomness of it.
I love that.
But also, the other hand is, like, when I get cards, I feel too guilty to get rid of them.
Yes.
And so, I store cards, and I hoard. I'm a card hoarder.
Yes.
And the reason, one of the reasons why is because my genius grandma, she would take the cards, and she'd cut them in half, and then on the front of all of her, like, Christmas packages or birthday packages, she'd have, like, the beautiful front of the card on the center, and it makes, like, the packaging look really, really pretty.
That's so
cute. And so I'm like, oh, this is cute. I'll put it on a package. Guess what I've never done? Put it on a package. Ever.
I like that idea.
But it's a great idea.
It is. You know, my friend Joanne, she had her baby shower last year, 2 years ago, and she requested no cards. In lieu of cards, you buy a children's book and you write whatever note you would write in the card in the front of the children's book. So that way it's like, isn't that such a good idea?
I have an idea for my birthday. Please tell everyone, instead of a card, write your message on a paper that you tuck inside the toe of a Louboutin shoe. That will suffice.
I will spread the word.
Please.
Yes.
Put it in the group text. Tell everybody.
Great. You got it. Amazing. But I love that idea of the children's book because every time you get out your book to, like, read it to your kid or whatever, it's like you have that nice little reminder and it has a little note in the front of it of, like, oh.
That's sweet.
Our friend got this for us. That's, you know, it's so cute. And you can hand those, you know, books down and...
Yeah.
Those people can stay in your life forever instead of just getting a card and then accidentally throwing it away.
Yeah.
So, that's a good idea.
And I love that.
It kind of saves paper because it's like you might buy the book anyways. Right. You know, extra paper.
$5 for a card. Come on.
So.
I do love a good funny card, though.
I feel you.
But, like, my favorite cards are literally, like, the ones that make you laugh, that are just random, like, yes. just because cards.
Yeah. You've gotten me a couple of those before.
Yeah.
I still have them.
See?
I've not thrown them away.
Hoarding. We're card hoarders. Yay. I don't know. I think being kind and everything is great, and you should always do that. And if you love cards, no shame to your game. I just know that I hoard them and feel too guilty to get rid of them. So for my very closest of close friends and people, I don't typically get them birthday cards. I take the $5 extra and put it towards their gift.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like it.
But one thing I do think is really important, if we're going to talk about sales for a second,
yeah,
is handwritten thank you cards.
Yeah.
Like, cards are important.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we're not saying cards are stupid. They're really, really important.
Yes. I think we just have many opinions on cards, and that's really all we're
saying. I mean, obviously, I'm like, we're sending lots of mixed messages here.
I hate cards, but I love cards. But cards are good, but cards are bad.
And they take up storage, and you can save the money.
But you can save them and have memories. God, we're just all over the place today.
Just decide for yourself.
We're playing devil's advocate with our own thoughts.
I think I do that way too much.
I do it too. It's good, though. It means you're self-aware, and you're not just like, you actually think about things.
Yeah.
And you think about your decisions and you think about your choices, which is good. I think that's a good trait.
Thank you. I love
trait.
That's a really good trait. Hello.
But, yeah, handwritten cards in sales
are great. It's just a little extra, you know, hey.
Yeah.
I'm different. My body's different.
My body different.
TikTok reference.
Yeah. Well, and it's... Especially when you get it at your place of work. Like, I've had people send me handwritten cards.
It's nice. Who doesn't like to get a piece of mail?
Exactly. It's like, oh, thank you.
Like, I will say when my grandma sends me a letter or a card for my birthday in the mail because I live so far away, I do love those.
Yes.
And I keep every letter from my grandma.
Aw, that's amazing.
Every single one.
I love it. I love that for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, and it just keeps... It lets your, you know, person, your whoever you're sending the card to, in sales specifically, mm-hmm. it lets them know that you literally, like, sat down and actually,
about them.
Instead of just, like, tapping out an email or whatever, it's like you took the time and effort to actually write that, put it in the mail, send it.
Yeah.
Just keeps them...
It really does.
Keeps you on their mind.
And also, one of the reasons why I hoard all the cards is because if I die... And they go through my belongings, then all my friends will be like, oh, she kept my cards. How
I love how morbid that was. I really appreciate that. Okay, sorry. I swear we're going to get to the subject of this episode.
Which is really good.
Do you ever think, like, sometimes I think about the text messages that I send to, like, my really close friends, and I'm like, oh, God, if I died and, like, someone went through this, they would think I'm insane. Like, do you know what I mean?
I unfortunately do.
I think about that from time to time. It's like, God, I just sent, like, a picture of my face holding up a peace sign being like, hey, bitch, hope you have a great day. And it's like, what if that's the last text message I send?
There could be worse.
I think about that.
I love that.
Thank you. I hate it.
Hey, it's better than being... As I joke, that's like my guardian angels be like, don't say it.
What were you going to say?
It's better to be caught with a funny text message than dirty underwear.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, just honesty.
Well, on that note, guys and gals and everyone else, we're going to talk about our subject today, which is
not expecting yourself out of everyone else.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is I might wash the dishes a certain way or load the dishwasher a certain way, mm-hmm. and it's unfair for me to expect somebody to load the dishwasher the exact same way as I do.
Yeah.
Or I might have an approach to something and I might want a person to do the same way, and it's unfair for me to expect somebody to follow up as much as I do, mm-hmm. or chat, or expect somebody to put the thought or care into something that I would, or like the way that I thank people. I can't expect them to thank me for something I've done for them the way I would have thanked them for doing something for me.
Oh, 100%.
So
I think a really good example of this is, and this is just one example, in business especially, if you are working your way up the ladder and you're getting into like a mentor position where you're helping people, you're training people, we've all been there where we've done that. We've mentored someone, we bring someone new in, and they like the way you're teaching them is not at all how they work. And it's just, mm-hmm. it's completely the opposite. They do this one way, you do this another way. You're just like so annoyed because yeah. they're not like catching on to what you're telling them. But in reality, like they might be amazing. They're just like, your speed is not what they want to go at.
Exactly. Or maybe your speed isn't fast enough for them, or yeah. maybe they don't like even travel in the same vehicle.
Exactly.
If that makes any sense.
Especially when you're going along, like they're coming with you to, you know, cold calls. Each person has their own personality in the way that they talk to other people.
Yes.
And you have to understand that your personality is so specific and so wonderful, and the way you speak is, like, people
different.
Can realize that it's genuine, but maybe the way they speak is not at all the way you speak. And yes. that, you know what I mean?
I do, because
I relate too much.
So, I love taking people goodie bags for work.
Yeah.
I love it. It makes it more fun. It adds a little spice to my day. I get to channel my inner creativity.
Absolutely.
I love it. I'm here for it. It's my thing. So I was setting all these meetings like, hey, it's Chelsea. Can I bring you by a goodie bag? And I set a bunch of meetings. And my coworker was like, what in the heck are you doing? I just say, I'm going to bring by a goodie bag and they want to meet with me. And he's like, yeah, I couldn't say that. And I was like, just try it. So he calls his customer. And he's like, hey, this is so-and-so with Uniferst, blah, blah, talks to him. He's like, I wanted to see if you had time for me to come by and bring a goodie bag next week. And the guy was like, a goodie bag? And he's like, yeah, a goodie bag. And he's like, nope, and hung up.
See, that is a great example of the things that work for you
and not other
are not going to work for other people. And you can't, I think it's especially, probably the lesson more is what he learned, because yeah. he saw that you were setting all these meetings and he's like, well, I'm going to try that because that's yeah. how she's doing it.
Yep.
When really, he probably is setting plenty of meetings, doing it the way he does it yes. and doing things that are authentic to him.
Well, I think the other part of this too is dealing with like romantic relationships.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I have a tangent. Here it comes.
Do it.
It's like word vomit.
Go
Not
on the tangent.
Stopping it.
Go on the tangent.
I think we've talked about this quite a few times. And if it has been with you, then it must be a very big topic for me.
Yes.
Is how Disney failed us. Disney princesses.
Yes, they
And their
did.
Love lives have failed us because.
Truly.
Ha! It is unrealistic. For a human to be like that.
I saw a tweet. And it literally said, I don't understand why Cinderella went off with Prince Charming or whoever the guy was in Cinderella. I don't know. Was it Prince Charming?
Something like that.
I don't understand why Cinderella went off with the prince and didn't buy her own cottage with all of her animals, because she gave up her whole life for a man that didn't recognize her without makeup. And I was just like, and this is the issue with how we were raised in terms of romantic relationships.
Yes, and the other thing is, it's like, okay, honey, it's just not fair, like, for a man to be doing, or a woman, or you. Like, I look at me and my husband, okay,
mm-hmm.
and at first it's like, well, he does these romantic gestures and we get more comfortable. And I'm like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that anymore? Why don't you do that? I mean, we don't really have, like, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it's like, that's just not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he mm-hmm. has a job to run. One of the benefits of getting in a relationship is so you can be comfortable mm-hmm. and be your person and have, like, somebody to talk to versus, like, impress all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, absolutely. That's fun and everything, but there is, like, such a, like, piece of, like, ease that comes with being in a long-term mm-hmm. relationship.
For sure.
And so it's just, like, it's not fair. It's not fair for them to, like, me to be expecting him to be, like, rolling out the red carpet all the time, even though you effing should. But it's not fair to expect that. I'm just kidding.
Totally.
Like, respect me, love me, show me all the things, but, like, I look at it from my perspective. If I don't make him dinner every single night, I don't wear makeup all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I do lots of things that Cinderella did that I only kind of sometimes do.
Right.
And, like, it's, I don't feel like it's respectful for him to expect that out of me, mm-hmm. just as I'm sure he doesn't feel like it's respectful or, like, realistic
exactly.
for me to expect that out of him. We're two different people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an 8 and he's like a 1 or something. I can't remember. It's just like,
I don't even know what he is.
But I don't know. It's like one of those, something like that.
Exactly. And the way that you probably communicate your relationship and your feelings
yes.
is probably completely different the way, you know, than the way that he does.
Yeah.
Which is, this is a really good time to bring up the 6 love languages.
It really is. And I was pulling this up because I don't know why I just said because like that. We're really talking weird today. I don't understand
this. This has really become us.
Have you taken your, it's like the, I can't remember. I'm an ENFP.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That
Myers-Briggs.
Oh, wow.
Together. Together we are one.
I was thinking about Breyers ice cream.
I was So I took
Help
that because I think it's really important to, like, understand how you like to be loved and mm-hmm. how the other person likes to be loved, which mm-hmm. is, like, the knowing your personality and stuff, because we're always changing. But the love languages, mm-hmm. like, words of, like, affection,
mm-hmm.
Words of affirmation.
Physical touch, acts of service.
Gifts.
I thought that was acts of service. No, gifts. Gifting.
And
was that 4 or 5?
That was 4.
Gosh dang it, where are the other ones? Physical touch.
Yeah.
Words of affirmation.
You already said words of affirmation.
I already said physical touch, too.
Ugh.
Words of affirmation, physical touch, gift giving, acts of service, silence. I don't know.
There's only 5 love languages.
I thought there was 6.
No. We were making it up.
Wow. Okay. So I'm glad we looked this up. There's only 5 love languages. What's the 5th one? What did we miss?
Okay. We've got, what are the 5? Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts,
quality time,
physical touch.
Quality time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, for example, if my love language, how I like to be loved is through words of affirmation,
mm-hmm.
and Adam likes to be loved through gift giving, I could tell him all the sweetest things when I'm blue in the face. Like, you're handsome, you're loving, you're wonderful, you're the best, you're amazing,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 blah. And to him, it would be like, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But the second that I give him a gift, or maybe make him a meal,
yeah.
or do fold his laundry, something
like...
Well,
that's like, an act of service, but...
Right. So, like, combine those two.
Like, hand-making a little gift.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Giving him a gift. And I could do that one time, and it would mean 10 times more than
mm-hmm.
me talking, telling him things. Because he, maybe to him, good gosh, I'm like...
had a lot of caffeine before this.
Actually, no. It's fine. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
But it would just be like talking to him till he's blue in the face or blowing smoke. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Completely. And no, you go ahead. Sorry.
No, I really was just like trying to breathe.
Oh, you're good. I think this is also really important when it comes to friendships.
Oh, yeah.
And doing special things for them. So my sister-in-law, Allison, her best friend, Mandy, is like... literally, like, probably, like, the greatest friend in the entire world. And I mean that, like, sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Allison was, like, going through this, like, really hard time back in December. Her wedding was really stressful. Her freaking venue got canceled and whatever. And she literally texted all of us and was like, hey, I just want to remind you all that Allison's love language is acts of service. So if you guys do anything, like, nice for her this week, just, like, keep that in mind because that's, like, something she would really appreciate. And I was like, dang, that's so nice that you, like, know that about your friend. And it, like, it really it helps you understand how to make other people feel better. Like, if her yeah. love language was words of affirmation, a very long, heartfelt text or letter, or, like, something that you dropped, a letter that you dropped off, would probably be way more meaningful than dropping off, like, a bottle of wine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think it's really good to know how another person is going to receive information and realize that maybe if I personally think a heartfelt text is great, not everyone else is going to feel that way. And you can't get upset if someone doesn't appreciate something as much as you do, because maybe that's just, like, not their vibe.
Totally. 1,000%.
Wow.
That's great.
I don't know. I just meowed at the end of that sentence. Almost got really emotional talking about Mandy, because I literally love her and Allison so much.
I was like,
did you see my eyes were like tearing up?
Yeah, they were getting red.
I straight up, I don't know what it is.
Here she goes again.
No, I don't know what it is, but every time I think about someone doing something nice for someone else, I cry. Every time someone gives me a compliment, my eyes tear up. Every time. It's been a thing since I was little. Like, I can't watch TV shows where people do nice stuff for each other.
Oh, it makes me cry.
Because I literally just start crying.
Oh, my gosh. That is hysterical. What's your love language?
Words of affirmation. Mm. I need people to tell me I'm great all the time. What's yours?
I don't know. I'm like all of them.
I would say
I love
acts of service might be yours.
I do, like, love acts of service.
I think that
I also love gifts.
Yeah.
Acts of service. All of them, actually.
You should take the test after this.
I have.
Oh.
I did it on the beach.
Okay.
And with Adam. And then he showed me a picture of a diamond. And he said, what do you think about this? And I said, ugh, boring. Turns out that diamond was in a ring in his desk that he was going to use to propose to me. Not much more than days later.
Chelsea, that's the best story you've ever told.
Yeah. So, love it. It's wonderful. It's a beautiful ring. He designed it. I live for it. I don't want another one. It's perfection. But it was just a diamond sitting on some velvet at the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love your ring. I think it's beautiful.
Thanks. But anyways, yeah.
Back to what we were actually talking about.
But, yeah, what we were talking about. Yeah, so the other thing is, like, I'm very different than my siblings. So for me to do something and expect them to do the exact same way, they're just not going to. You know what I mean? Like, my little sister is so creative to, like, the nth degree. Like, she's going to do it different than I am. And I think that would cause, like, what are you?
I'm laughing so hard I'm crying because I took a sip of coffee.
Did it come out your nose?
No. I took a sip of coffee. And then I started thinking about Mandy again, and then I started crying. And then I was laughing at myself for being like, I'm sorry, can you... Okay, your sister. I'm sorry. Please go back.
Oh, my God.
Your sister's wonderful.
Oh, there is something in the air in your closet. Oh,
my God. I couldn't stop laughing at myself. Psycho. Okay, go ahead.
But, like I was saying, my one little sister, we are just going to do things differently.
Yeah.
And for a while, I think it would cause, like, contention where we'd butt heads. But now it's, like, it's okay that she does this.
Yeah.
This way.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this way. That doesn't make us not friends, because I love her with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, that brought a lot of peace to our relationship and our friendship as sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing, like, it's okay that she doesn't do it the way I do. Like, I don't have to expect that out of her.
Absolutely. And I feel like that also strengthens your bond.
Yeah.
Once you realize how other people tick and how other people work.
100%.
And this is good to think about, too, like, in a job interview. I think when you... Did you send me this TikTok about the best question to ask in a job interview? Maybe. You might have.
Potentially. I sent a lot.
It's the idea of you don't know how the person you're interviewing for or with you have no idea what they want out of an employee. You might be amazing, but the way you work isn't how they like to work. And it also gives you a good idea of what they're expecting. And so the one question that they said you have to ask is, if they say, do you have any other questions? You say, can you give me an example of one of your best employees?
I did say that.
And so if they answer like, oh, there was this person and he was in here every day at 8 a.m. like an hour before he had to come to work. He stayed late. He did extra work. He worked on the weekends. He was the best employee. You know that their expectation is for you to overwork and just like go balls to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get an insight of who that person is and how they think that you should work. But totally. If, you know, they say like, oh, there was this employee, they worked really well with other people, they were incredible, they excelled, you know, they listened to others' ideas, they were open to critiques. You know that's what your boss values. That's what your hopefully future boss values in other people. And so that's a really good question if you are kind of trying to figure out how to be as an employee or what an employer is going to expect of you to be successful.
Totally.
I thought that was genius.
I think that is genius.
I can't believe I cried twice today.
Oh my gosh. It's fine. It's just part of it. Just stop thinking about Mandy.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I just love her.
She is cute.
She listens to this episode and is like, you're crazy, but I love you.
Oh, her love language is words of affirmation, Mandy. Yeah. So make sure to tell her that you loved it.
Please.
But I don't know. I just think... just, like, not expecting, because the way I do things is just so different. And so a lot of times if I'm like, why are you doing it? Like, faster, more. Let's, like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am always, like,
yeah,
go, more, faster, faster, better.
Absolutely.
And not a lot of people function like that.
Totally.
And so I would find myself getting frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be like, why am I frustrated? And it's like, because not everyone is you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not them. And a lot of peace came with that.
Yeah.
And it just is, like, nice to be able to, like, start putting that into my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, with my husband. Like, recognizing, like, this is how he likes to be loved. This is how I like to be loved. And I need to love him the way he wants to be loved. And the way he's very analytical and processes things. And he's so freaking smart. And I love that because I'd be like, oh, that's cute. Let's buy it. And he's like, that's gonna break in 3 weeks, so no.
Yeah.
And in the long run, it was good that we listened to him. And just like in my friendships, knowing, you know, maybe someone's making a business decision and then I'm like, what are you doing? But you gotta trust that they're gonna learn it on their own time and in their own way.
Oh gosh,
you know,
that's a really good point.
So
that's another thing too, I think, that a lot of people, because I mean, I, being an only child, I have control issues. I have to realize a lot of times that the way that I think I'm coming off to other people is not the way I'm actually coming off to other people. And sometimes, like, you have to realize that when someone is either, you know, performing a task or, you know, making a decision, it's like... I cannot tell you what to do, even if I know better sometimes, like, unless, like, you ask, because me telling you what to do is just, like, expecting that you're gonna accept my advice immediately and, like, listen to me, when really it's like, I don't know where that person's coming from, and I don't know if they're really, really confident in this decision and they just need to learn for themselves.
Yeah. Or maybe there's something that they're really good at doing to get to the same result.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, in a different way that I probably am not thinking of, because that's not how they work.
Yeah. Ugh. Exactly.
That's a good point.
It just saves so much, like, headache and frustration. I mean, you're still... the way that you do things are the way that you're going to want things done.
Mm-hmm.
We're only human.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a reason why we do things the way that we do. But it really does help when you're like, okay, Tiffany can upsell... in this store, but she spends like 15 to 20 more minutes with this person, but she makes a lot more money.
Yeah.
Versus Wanda can see, Wanda,
love it,
whatever, can sell just about as much, but she sells to 5 customers in that time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
You just can't expect people to... I think the biggest thing is, well, these are all big things. I say that a lot. Just like not expecting everything to be like how you would do it.
Mm-hmm.
It just is a big life lesson. I think that's why it just implies in so many areas. And it's just once I realized that, I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. And that's a really good point too about that's a really good example, because a lot of times people who in sales, you have to go for like large accounts, medium accounts, and small accounts.
Yep.
And there's some people who can just run around willy-nilly. I think this is you, and mm-hmm. I mean it as a compliment.
Yeah.
You can juggle so many things at once, and I think that you are truly so good at throwing a lot of darts out and then collecting what darts are important and then going for those darts.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of other people, I don't think a lot, but some other people are much better at being like, okay, this week I'm going to go for like these three large accounts. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to concentrate all my time. And eventually, you know, my one big account that I land might equal Chelsea's six medium accounts. Even though mm-hmm. she freaking got six accounts, which is more
mm-hmm.
money-wise, it might be equal. And mm-hmm. that's not going to work for everyone. Some people are just more methodical. They like mm-hmm. to really, really, I mean, I think overthinking might not be like the best, but some people take overthinking and make it work for them,
which is
and
so,
some people don't.
It's so funny that you're saying that, because like my coworker and I, it's actually like the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
The year that we both went to Presence Club, I sold like just shy of 50 something accounts, and he had sold like 132.
Holy cow.
And I sold like a couple $1,000 more than he did.
That's, I mean, yeah.
But, like, you know what I mean? We both got to P Club. We both had amazing years financially and, like, success career-wise. And so it was just, it's just this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just crazy.
That's how you worked that year. And it probably, maybe it wouldn't have worked for him.
Yeah. So it's just as interesting. If you just take a step back and just, like, keep your nose in your own book and do you.
Ugh.
It's unreal the amount of drama you stay out of, feelings that you don't offend or hurt or have yours hurt,
mm-hmm.
and the more productive and successful you become.
Yeah. Ooh, and I think, too, I don't know if this is actually a female thing or not. I think it might be a female trait, and I think that this is part of the reason that we like true crime so much.
Tell me.
Is because I personally am obsessed with how other people think.
You can put we in that.
Okay. We are so obsessed with how other people's brains work and why they think the way that they think and why mm-hmm. they're doing this and why they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that can frustrate you as a like when you don't understand why a person does what they do and mm-hmm. the way that they do it, it can be extremely frustrating.
Yeah, and that's when I'm like, find somebody else to help you. I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that when you step back and you think, you know, this is just how they are, whatever. And I'm more talking about business stuff, not murder stuff. Right now, like, I don't, I was just using true crime as an example of
Correct.
Examining the human brain.
Yes.
But in business, the more you don't care about the way other people do things, the less stressed you will be and the more that you can work on you and the way you do things and perfecting the way that you do things.
Especially if it's not your company.
Oh, exactly.
Like, I'm not going to go around and tell everyone how to do their job and how I do it, and they should have to do it how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I learned that honestly, like, I burnt bridges. I don't have friendships because of it. Yeah. Because I was like, this is how you do it. If you're not going to do it my way, then, like, don't bother. Like, because, I personally am only capable of explaining it so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not willing to try, the biggest thing is, like, if you give up and don't try, then I'm out.
Yep.
And I will help as much as I can, talk till I'm blue in the face and do what I can for as long as I can. But the second you're just like, I don't see that you're not working as hard as I am
mm-hmm.
to help you, then I'm just like, there's no hope.
Yeah.
Find somebody else. But like, you have your job. Like, that's one of the benefits of like working for an employer is this is your job,
mm-hmm.
your thing. You do your thing
mm-hmm.
and you just work on doing the best that you can in your position. Not worrying about how everyone else is doing it.
Yep.
Or doing it how you're doing it.
Ugh.
I think the most thing for me is just in, like, personal relationships, like, friendships and, like, outside of, like, the business world. I think it's important to know how your coworkers,
mm-hmm.
like, how they work with all that stuff. But more so, like, for my friends, my family, my significant other,
mm-hmm.
like, knowing how they like to be appreciated and loved, but also just not holding them up to like the standard that I hold myself up to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Does that make any...
No, it totally makes sense.
Kind of sense?
No, it absolutely does.
So, it just isn't fair to do that.
Yeah. I think that it's letting down the judgment side of things.
Well, it lets you down as far as, like, a reality.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were about to say that. No. Before I so rudely cut you off.
No, I mean, that's essentially what I was going to say.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You just set up false realities.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Which are not good.
No. They're very dangerous.
False realities are not good because they lead to maladaptive daydreaming.
Ooh.
And that's not healthy at all.
Yep.
I've learned over quarantine when I had nothing to do but daydream.
Yeah.
About dumb things.
Yeah. Yep. No comment.
Anyways. So, yeah, we hope that today's podcast kind of helped you ease your brain a little bit, realize that you can't control other people.
It's not worth it.
You can only control yourself and your own actions. You can't expect other people to be like you. And you just have to work on you and working on bettering you.
Yep.
And that is the secret to life.
That's a secret.
I don't know if that's a secret to life, but
I think kind of. It's a big part of it.
It really is, girl.
Just lowering your expectations of people and not holding them to your standard. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Like, I'm not saying lower your standards for people, but lower your expectations for what they can do because they're not going to do it how you do it.
Yes. I would say maybe not your standards or your values.
Exactly. Don't lower those.
I think that what you're trying to say is don't hold other people's actions to mimic your actions.
That's,
rather than hold your standards. Because I feel like standards is like, I'm at a higher standard than you.
What I'm saying.
Which, like, I don't think that's what you were trying.
Yeah. No, that's what I was saying. Like, don't lower your standards or, like, don't lower, like, your standards of, like, people you want in your life.
Right.
But don't, like, expect these people in your life to be just, like, what you would do. You said it really well.
Yeah, like, don't expect other people to mimic what you do.
Exactly.
Period.
Yeah. Like, you don't
need to... Their standards might be the same, but in a different way.
Yeah, I mean more like... I mean,
I
like...
I just don't like the word standards. I think I that guess, it's like...
My standards for friends are people that are going to help me, like, I want to be like them. I want, like, the standards I have.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, being kind, being loving, being, like, forgiving, being open-minded, being... You know, like, those kinds of things. Like, I'm not going to, like, want to associate or affiliate with somebody who is constantly mean.
Oh, or, for sure.
You know, like, bringing you down versus raising you up.
Yes.
And that's what I mean.
Okay.
If that makes
sense. That makes sense. Which I feel like maybe that's just not a thought that I've had in this conversation. Because I think that, I don't know, for this conversation specifically, it more brings out, like, literally, like, the way that we do day-to-day tasks and the way that we communicate with each other.
Well, and I have told this, like, something similar to this to one of my really, really good friends who just got out of a marriage. And I was like, don't lower your standards and your values, but lower your expectations of what men can do. Men are capable of.
Right.
You know what I mean? Does that
kind of make sense? I'm totally... Okay. I agree with everything you're saying. I just don't think that's the specific message that we're trying to send with this podcast. I think the specific message is don't expect other people to do things in the same way that you do.
Yep.
Rather than accepting that other people have bad habits.
Exactly.
That's more what I'm...
Yeah.
Okay. Same page.
Same page.
We're essentially saying the same thing, but in different ways. We're having a Lee and Kaylee argument right now is actually what we're having.
Oh.
Welcome. Now we're really, really good friends, Jersey.
Yes! You've
made it in my circle. As if we weren't really good friends before this. This conversation solidified
it. It's done.
Beautiful.
It is. So we're saying the exact same thing, and we hope that it helps.
We hope it helped you. And yeah, so have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Let's Hustle Podcast with Lee and Chelsea.
Boom.
Go give us a follow on Instagram. Tell a friend about us. If you hear an episode that resonates with you that you think another person would relate to, please send it to them and tell them that you love us. I don't freaking know. Words of affirmation coming out over here.
Yes. Or if you have like a really funny story or something you need advice on, send it to us. Slide into our DMs because we're having a new segment that we're going to start doing. And it's, you know, advice on maybe a work situation or maybe you have a funny story that happened at work that we want to share with our audience.
Right. I love that. Yeah, so, do it.
Do that thing.
We want to hear funny stories and we want to make other people laugh.
Yes. And give great, unsolicited, completely unsolicited
amateur advice.
Yeah.
We'll work through it together. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's all for us today.
Love you. Bye.
News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. And at ADP, we're here to help guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of what each new day may bring. Learn more at ADP.com.